Joining us on the phone is Mike Prom, retired Gunflint Trail Fire Chief who worked on this project during his tenure as chief. Good morning and welcome, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yep. So talk to us a little bit about the facility and its purpose.
Sure. Well, this is part of a larger project. We actually renovated all three of our fire halls. We have one at, we call Hall 1 at Poplar Lake, and we had that grand opening last summer. That we did a renovation of Fire Hall 2, which is at Gunflint, where we added bathroom and a shower. And then we finally got the third one here at the end of the trail up. We had a small garage there prior, and we were able to put a larger facility in. It is a two-and-a-half-stall garage, but then it has a community room on it that's roughly 40 by 30 for having meetings and so on.
Is it going to be strictly for fire department meetings, or will there be other types of activities taking place there?
There'll be other types of activities taking place there as well. The one thing about the Gunflint Trail, it's an unorganized territory, so we don't really have any sort of, you know, township rooms or city or community rooms at all. The facility that we generally use is the Gunflint Conference Center that's owned by Gunflint Lodge, and they're always gracious in letting us use it, but it's the only place that we can really gather on the trail. So part of the vision was to have a place that we could train and use in incidents or events on the trail when there's a fire, but also to be able to have it available for the community for other things as meetings and get-togethers and so on.
Okay. How long has this project been in the works? It sounds like it's a pretty thorough deal you've been working on.
Well, 10 or 15 years ago, Jim Wienanen has started raising money for this fire hall when he was at Wilderness Canoe Base, and I was a firefighter under him. And then when I became fire chief 5 years ago, it was on my radar to try to get this job done. Found some great volunteer leaders. Mike Valentini was the project manager. Another gentleman, Chris Steele, who has a place there, helped me get this organized. And the scope grew and grew and grew basically because of the generosity of the community. The entire project for all three halls was about $850,000. And between individual donations and group fundraising, we raised over $500,000 for the project.
And you mentioned that this has been a 15 years in the thinking. So in addition to that sort of funding, was there other additional funding, or where was the other additional funding secured from?
Yeah, we had we got a grant from the Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation for $50,000. We also had some savings that the fire department did. And then we also got a loan through Cook County that we'll be paying back over the next 15 years.
Okay, very good. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Mike Prom of Voyageurs Canoe Outfitters and retired fire chief of the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.